Philip?
Well, Joe obviously didn't take advantage of opportunities, had a lot of walks that they gave you, and just popping everything up. Tell me what you saw out there.
It's been the story of the middle of our season, you know. It's like we get guys in scoring position, I think, every single inning, and we get up there and we pop up the ball. We do this, we do that. Miscues on bunts, you know, I leave it up to the kids. They got kids, you know, they're playing back or whatever. You feel you can bunt, do it, but you can't bunt right back to the pitcher. Isaiah pitched a hell of a game for us. I mean, you couldn't ask for any more, and we had one bad inning. We gave up 3 runs on how many errors because we wanted to throw the ball around. You're never going to beat anybody with 3 hits, and that's what it boils down to. The kids know that. Hate to gripe on it, but it is. It's the story of our season. You know, you tell them that if we play like we played last weekend in zones against Escanaba, against Ironwood, we play like that, we're going to be tough to beat, but you see what happens, you know, and it's just frustrating.
Their number 9 hitter got 2 bunts down for base hits. Just real good bunts, and not much you could do on those.
No, the field's really slow, but we got to play for it. I think we fell asleep a couple times on it. We knew it was going to happen, you know, and we tried to get them up, and they just didn't make the play. You know, it's just...
And then their third baseman robbed you guys of a couple of plays, especially the one that Gavin had hit, one of the hardest hit balls we had all day.
Yeah, he made a nice play. He made a couple nice plays over there. And it's just like I said, there was absolutely no reason we shouldn't have been hitting well. I mean, we just didn't even make many solid contacts all day, Jack, and it's just that's what it boils down to. And, you know, hats off to them. They stuck around, and, you know, you can't leave. Coach Greg was saying you can't. You know, can't let good ball clubs stick around, and they're gonna eat you up somewhere along the way, and that's what happened. You know.